Very good. So in general, the H-1B visa is for professional employees who work in a specialty occupation, meaning a position that requires at least someone who has a bachelor's degree or the equivalent. And the field of their bachelor's degree has to be related to the job. So if you have a mechanical engineering position, your H-1B beneficiary should have a degree in mechanical engineering. Now, don't forget, there is what we call a 3-1 rule. So if you have a beneficiary who does not have a degree but a lot of experience, we can use that experience to get an equivalency. So for 3 years of professional level experience equals 1 year of college. So let's say your applicant has 12 years of professional level experience, he may have the equivalent to a bachelor's degree.
I would just like to throw in, this does not have to do with non-immigrant visa categories, but that rule that Dorothy has explained to you, the 3-for-1 rule, is very useful in the H-1B context, but don't apply it in the PERM labor certification process. So many practitioners make a mistake thinking that the 3-for-1 rule works for the Department of Labor, too, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
So back to H-1Bs.
Thank you, Lisa, for clarifying that. The H-1B is employer, location, and position specific. So if there are any changes in the position, if they are getting moved from mechanical engineer to an engineering manager, your client would have to file an H-1B amendment. Also, a fairly new development, if there is a change in the location that is not within the metropolitan statistical area where the H-1B was approved, you have to file an H-1B amendment.